What does a 1000 see and you don't? Can you learn to see it? One of the differences is that a 1000 always has a coach or coaches. Mentors, people they talk to regularly, who are, in certain respects, ahead of them. People who can see what they can't see. See principles, distinctions, aberrations, errors, false steps, causation. Reading is useful. Watching videos is useful. But nothing compares to having a person who makes the conversation two-way. A person who will hold up a mirror to you and show you what you do that is less than advantageous to you. Of all the people I have ever known, the ones that said the hardest things to my face are my favorite people. The ones I hold in my heart. They got me unstuck from a myth, a belief, a behavior, a habit that didn't serve me, that didn't help me become the best I can become. But I don't mean nasty people. I mean people who had the courage, who cared enough to show me myself from a different angle, an angle I didn't see. When T. Harv Eker says, "What turned me around to go from serial failure to serial success was a sentence, when things are not working, there is something that you didn't know." He meant exactly what I am talking about. He didn't see something akin to a character defect. Most of these are not seen clearly through your own eyeballs. But another person can see them for what they are. Society, family trains us, diligently, to have those character defects. Those myths, beliefs, behaviors, habits that don't serve us. The other day I drew a diagram of how one becomes more they can be. In the direction to become all they can become. It is always on a graph of subtraction, while all the world tries to teach you to add stuff. So you can buy more of what they are selling. The diagram is like an inverted funnel. At the bottom you have all your myths, beliefs, behaviors, habits that don't serve you. And then, one by one, someone shows you that they make you weak, vulnerable, fragile, and prevent you from succeeding and having a life you love, a life you live successfully. Many. I have distinguished about 100 of those. The hardest ones to accept are the ones you keep in existence with your words. Your speaking. Inside or outside. The ones that talk about you. How you are and how you are not. And, unfortunately, until you are able to see that words create reality, that words are active and not just descriptive, like paintbrushes, you won't be able to let go of the words. And you won't become more, better, get closer to become all you can become. The words are the myth kind. Is, I, and because in every version of them. They seem to describe reality, how things are, how you are, and why. But instead of describing, they actually create it and create it and create it. And unless you get that your words are a myth, and don't serve you, you'll keep repeating them. Contrary of what the positive thinking religion or the manifesting crowd says. Adding new words won't help until and unless you weaken the words that need no strengthening to be already there. I am weak, I can't, I will never. Blah blah blah. So you see, the way to move higher is to take away what doesn't work, or at least weaken it so it doesn't dominate. All 100, or however many you don't see that you are robbing yourself. Clients, students who don't move, don't grow, don't see that they are doing something to themselves. That is an uncomfortable thought. So they either lie about it, refuse to accept it, call it my good idea, or feel bad about it and continue doing it. One of the most undervalued processes is the Amish horse training method I teach. Unless you hear and see clearly what the voice says about you and about life, you'll never see what keeps you stuck, what words. It is always words. The universe was created with words, and you create yourself and your life with words. Not what you wanted? Find out what are the words you are creating with. Alex Hormozi, who is one of the 1000, has a video on this. It's excellent, high truth value. It talks about the you that you keep on creating with your words. In the Amish horse training method, your job is to hear the words that create your life. Hear them. Hear that they are all saying things that disempower you. They are the words in your backdrop. Once you are aware of most or all of the words, and you are aware that they are designed to keep you the same, you can safely consider them annoying noise and remove their power, one by one. I have had students who argue with the voice. Who resist the voice. Who run, hide from, try to outrun, outsmart the words. Unfortunately, none of those attitudes work. You need to get sober and detached from the words. Watch it like a soap opera, or an old movie. Interacting with the words strengthen them. You need to allow them. Allow them to die. They thrive on your reaction to them, and when you starve them of attention, they simply wither and die. But if you don't understand or misunderstand the instructions, the course won't work for you. So here it is again. 1. Hear and appreciate all the voices. See that they don't empower you. See that they try to keep you the same. 2. Start taking your attention away. And starve them. That's it. Simple. But not easy. You'll notice your knee-jerk reaction. Your usual Bach reaction. So knowing your typical, usual reaction will make it easier to not go there. If you can recognize it. Most can't. Okay, here's the link to get the Amish horse training method. If you already have it, it is in this site, https://yourvibration.com/workshops. Amish horse training method. P.S. The difference between feelings and emotions is that feelings exist without words, emotions are created by words. So gaining the upper hands with words is the biggest step you can make in the right direction, up. Towards living a life you love and a life you live powerfully.